It's a Tuesday morning, and of course, that means it's time for the Dwell Property Sports Bite. Proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist, and especially on the beautiful north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. And we'll kick it off with some URC rugby action. The Stormers, boy, are they good. They've made it 5 from 5. It could be the mountain that they live by, but what a performance to top the log as we enter the international break. Good wins for the Sharks as well as for the Lions, but unfortunately the Bulls only have themselves to blame for an away loss against Glasgow on Friday night. But looking a lot more positive, especially for the Coastal teams. Don't forget the Springboks are back in action this coming weekend at Wembley against Japan, and Eddie Jones has already started his mind games, saying he thinks Japan are going to take the box. Get your beverages ready and get your biltong ready. Be sure to watch the Bokker this coming weekend. On the cricket front, of course, a huge win for the Proteas in the second test match in Pakistan to level the test series at 1-1. A massive result and their first time winning a test match since 2007 in Pakistan. The T20 series against Pakistan starts on Tuesday, so again, be ready for that. On the women's front, the Proteas women are into the semi-finals of the World Cup. Come on, you Proteas women. We take on the English on Wednesday. Going to be a tough game. The other semi-final sees the host India take on Australia, who at the moment are the side to beat. Come on, the Proteas ladies. Of course, there was Premier League action this weekend on the football side. Big upsets as Liverpool lost away from home to Brentford. And Chelsea lost at home as well to Sunderland. Man United put 4 past Brighton. And Arsenal and Man City, well, Man City lost at away to Aston Villa, gifting Arsenal a comfortable lead at the top of the Premier League standings. It certainly is all to play for, and really it's looking like Arsenal's to lose this season. Of course, the El Clasico was hosted last night, and Real Madrid ran out 2-1 victors against Barcelona, a cracking game of football. On the Formula One front, the Mexico Grand Prix was hosted, and Lando Norris, who started on pole, romped home to victory to jump to the top of the Drivers' Championships standings. He came home ahead of Ferrari Charles Leclerc, who was great to be back on the podium, and Max Verstappen, a surprise third finished, but really closing the gap on the top two. So it's Lando Norris from Oscar Piastri for Max Verstappen at the top of the Drivers' Championships, and boy, are we coming down to the real nitty-gritty of the Formula One season. Of course, on the local front here, the schools have just gone back, but it was great to see some of the action at Caribou on the weekend for the Oktoberfest, and of course, Henny and his team running out victors in the local Caribou League there, so well done to them. And that's it for the Dwell Sports Report on a Tuesday. Be sure to join us next week for some more sporting updates and get in front of those TVs and watch the Bokker this weekend. Of course, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.